You know, another thought as you were chatting, I was thinking about another issue that I hear a lot about from oncologists, and of course this goes way outside melanoma, which is the issue of stopping or how long you can use a checkpoint inhibitor. And that kind of gets woven in because once you see toxicities, that thought comes into your mind. So how do you think through in melanoma the issue of stopping checkpoint inhibitor therapy or duration of treatment?
Melanoma may be different than other diseases because we really do see CRs that are durable when we stop the drug. So somebody develops grade 3 or 4 toxicity from ipilimumab, nivolumab, but they have a complete response when we finish their steroids. I don't often give them nivolumab maintenance. If they don't have a complete response, I may give them nivolumab maintenance for 6 months or 8 months. But if they've been in a continuous CR for 2 sets of scans, for example, I'll stop the drug. One of the things that we like to do is, and this is work done by Georgina Long, but we've been doing it outside of study data for a while. After about a year, when I think somebody has had a stable response for a long period, I'll do a PET scan. And if the PET scan is clean, if there's no uptake, even in things that look like disease, I feel much more comfortable about stopping them. If there's still active disease there, I probably will continue the drug for a while longer. It's really important in melanoma when you have residual activity. I take those things out. We've had a couple of patients that have stopped drug, that have had lymph nodes or other areas with very low level FDG activity. In some cases, we take that out and it's just necrotic mess, but in some cases, it's still melanoma. And so we take those out, and in some cases, we see very long progression-free survival after doing that. But the short answer to your question is, we tend not to go much beyond a year, year and a half. We tend to do those PETs when we think they've had their best response. They are not responding additionally to drug. And if those PETs are negative, we feel very comfortable taking them off drug at that point.